Mr. Moonshine.
And out the show with Oscar Lange and Wallace with I've Never Been to L.A. Fat Mattress. They were a band that Noel Redding, the bassist in the Jimi Hendrix Experience, formed after he left the Jimi Hendrix Experience. And when he formed Fat Mattress, he no longer played bass, he played guitar. I don't know why they didn't let him play guitar in this previous band. I just have no clue. Preoccupations did fix bayonets. My name's Irwin. I'll be back next week. next Wednesday from 3 to 6 Eastern. Andy's here. Oh my God, Andy.
Hey, Irwin.
Andy.
Welcome home. Welcome to our lead-in slot.
Andy, I want to wish you a happy Father's Day.
When is Father's Day?
Well, it was in, what, June? But I didn't
you mean it's been that long?
I didn't see you then. And what is the old saying, better late than sorry?
Yeah, I never believed that. Never believed that for a minute.
Right. Well, anyway, I don't have a father. He passed away many years ago.
Mine too, pancreatic cancer. How did yours die?
He had a stroke, and then another stroke, and then he
That's
had
fine.
Another
That'll
stroke.
Do. That'll do,
it's
too.
A succession of strokes,
There's
actually.
No right answer.
Right, but you're a father.
Yeah.
Even though I'm technically old enough to be your big sister, still, I want to wish you a belated happy Father's Day.
Thanks, brother. And welcome back to the 3 to 6.
So nice to be
slot
here.
Where you
I'll
belong.
See you week after week, Andy. And we'll do this little transition. Stay tuned for dinner. Is it at or with Andy? Dinner at Andy's?
You have your own microphone cover?
Yes,
you bring
I
it
do.
From home?
I'm taking it with me.
Well, la-di-da.
Yes.
Aren't you a fancy boy?
Listener, take your ease. The star is Andy, making America smile. And Ken is handy for remembering the number that you dialed. You can call in and tell Andy your sins. Go ahead now, it's never too late. It's always in style to just pick up and dial 201-209-9368. If you've got troubles these days, you probably do. Call on the double. You won't believe it, you might just get through to where dinner at Andy's waits for you. Go ahead now, it's never too late. It's always in style to just pick up and dial 201-209-9368. If you've got troubles these days, you probably do. Call on the double. You won't believe it, you might just get through to where dinner at Andy's waits for you. Andy's waits for you.
Welcome to Dinner at Andy's, the radio stunt program for the now generation.
And hold now, on, buddy. Hold on, buddy.
I'm station manager Ken, your co-host for Dinner at Andy's.
My foil, my patsy. Hold on.
I'm handy with the phone number. Which is 201-209-9368. And now your host for Dinner at Andy's, Andy Breckman, man. That's your intro.
Wow, that was very professional. Very smooth, very professional. I didn't like it.
I imagine you wouldn't. You've never liked having any kind of formal intro.
Yeah, the man wants you to do a formal intro.
Man, Irwin really makes a racket getting
sure
out of
does.
The studio. Jeez Louise.
He sure does. Hey, Irwin, if you want more attention, why don't you try saying interesting things?
You know how long Irwin's been on the air here at WFMU?
Yeah, we were talking about that.
47 years.
Wow.
A long time.
And he was on the radio even before that?
Yeah, he was at WPKN before he came on FMU.
That's why he's so good.
Is he 47 years good?
Yeah. He's exactly 47 years good.
interesting.
If I listened to him,
not what you were saying before.
If I was listening to him, if I didn't know him, I'd say 47 years. You could just tell. How long have you been doing radio? Wait. You were doing it in college.
Actually, I started radio also right around the same time Irwin started at FMU.
Wait, are you 50 years behind a mic?
Just about. 1976.
Hold on.
Is when I started.
That's, hold on. Tell me what year it is now.
2012.
Hold on.
Nope. 10 years later. It's 2022.
Hold on. I'm doing the math.
Yeah, it's 46 years.
You've been doing this 46 years.
Yeah.
You're good, but I got to be honest with you. You'd think you'd be better. 46 years.
Well, it takes a long time to really get comfortable behind a mic.
Yeah.
I think by the time I've been doing it for 50 years, I'm going to come into my own.
Hey, will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
You're a friend of mine.
Yep.
I don't ask you much. If I ever am doing this for 46 years, will you shoot me?
With a real gun?
Yeah.
Or a BB gun?
Just put me out of my misery.
Yeah? Okay.
Do the world a favor.
Hey, Andy Breckman is performing.
No, don't do this. Don't do this, Kenny.
Andy's performing a week from tonight.
Oh, shut up.
At the Madison Community Arts Center.
Oh, they have an open mic, and they called, and I said I would do 5 minutes.
10 Kings Road. Next Wednesday night after the show.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. I don't know, 8 o'clock or so. Look, go to the website for the Madison Community Arts Center.
You know what the Community Arts Center, the capacity is there?
12.
Yeah, 12.
Yeah. Well, make sure you get there early so you get a seat.
What's a baker's dozen?
13.
Boy, those bakers have a good union.
No, if
you know, no. You know, our dozen from this point on, it's going to be 13. Really, you can't do that. We're doing it.
They had a bad union.
No, actually. That's a good union.
They have to work harder to make a dozen. If they had a good union, a baker's dozen would be 10 or 11.
Do you ever try to pay a baker? What do you get? I get 12. I get $1,000 an hour. And then you sit there going 10, 11, 12. And then they say, hello, I'm a baker.
We're thinking about it in different ways.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Boy, we could riff on baker's dozen. That's just a taste of the kind of stuff you're going to hear at the Madison Community House.
It's kind of like the arguments we've had about the Limbo Bar.
Yeah.
Madison Community Arts Center.
Oh, shut up.
10 Kings Road.
Oh, please shut up. He can't talk forever. He can't talk forever.
Next Wednesday.
He's got to get tired sometime.
And he's got a new 5 minutes of stand-up.
I do.
Yeah, you do. And it's good. You write amazing jokes.
Oh, you're the best. Will you be there?
Hell no.
No. You have a life.
Well, I'll be here or somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
46 years. I'm so proud of you, buddy. You and Irwin.
So tonight we have a very special show. We're trying to build the perfect phone call tonight.
Yeah. A lot of shows, including our show, they settle for a 10, 12, 15... substandard phone calls, right?
For most
shows, it's all about volume, right?
Yeah, but not us.
Not tonight. Tonight, we don't care how many phone calls we get. We just want one perfect one.
So
we'll get a good phone call, and then we'll just work on it, embellish it, hone it, tweak it.
It's going to be amazing because you're going to get to see Andy Breckman at work.
By the end of the show, we will have a perfect phone call, and then a caller will call and deliver our script. You and I will have jokes that will have been field tested by then, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So let's get our template phone call, our basic phone call that we can work with.
Yeah, and what we're looking for is somebody who can tell us about the most extraordinary coincidence they've experienced in their life. And the phone number here is 201-209-9368.
Right. I don't believe there is such a thing as coincidence.
No, it's all fate. Everything is preordained.
I've just never heard a real coincidence story that's knocked me out.
Huh.
What would be a sample of amazing coincidence? You're seated on an airplane, and the person next to you
is your father.
Is your father?
Your long lost father.
Your biological father.
Yeah.
That abandoned you when you were two.
Or your sperm donor father.
Yes, that's a coincidence.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. That's a story.
So if that's happened to you, we'd love you to call right now.
It doesn't have to be an airplane. It could be a Greyhound bus. As long as you ended up sitting next to your sperm donor father. Am I right, Ken?
All right, here we go.
Or something equally amazing.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Kevin. How's it going?
Hey, Kevin.
Well, this is already a substandard call.
I've got a coincidence for you.
Kevin, can you speak up a bit? You're kind of quiet.
Oh, sure. Is this good?
That's perfect.
It's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for getting me to get a little louder so you can hear now.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, we're going to bail out. I'm sorry.
Because he wasn't loud enough or because he was dumb?
No, there just wasn't. I just, you know.
You weren't feeling it?
I wasn't feeling it. We need a good template phone call. Hi, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Who's this?
This is Chris Kahneman.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris. You have an amazing coincidence that's occurred to you?
Yeah, I was skiing in Chamonix, France years ago, and I'm sitting at this bar, and I'm looking across the bar, and this person keeps looking at me, and finally I put my arms up in the air. I was like, what's up? I didn't know what language he spoke or whatever, and he's points at me and says, you're from Red Bank, New Jersey.
What?
And I'm like, what the heck?
What the heck? Can you believe this is happening, Ken?
This is in Chamonix.
In the middle of nowhere. You never know.
Chamonix, France. Did you hear the story, Ken? He's in Chamonix, France.
Chamonix,
exactly.
Chamonix,
It's even further than Chamonix.
Yeah.
And then he's in the Alps.
Mont Blanc, yeah.
Okay, right? 4,000 miles from home, from Red Bank. He's sitting,
crazy.
Right? He's crazy. He's sitting in the lounge.
Uh-huh.
Tell the story again, buddy.
So, yeah, so I'm out on a ski trip in Chamonix, France, and I'm sitting in this bar with a bunch of my friends.
Right.
And I'm the other side of the bar, this guy keeps looking at me.
Incredible.
Huh?
Keep going.
Yeah, and he's looking at me, and I'm like, for like a while. Finally, I put my arms up in the air. I'm like, hey, what's going on?
What's going on with you? Why are you looking at me?
Yeah, I didn't know what language he spoke or whatever. Red Bank, New Jersey.
He not only speaks English, he's from the hometown. He's from down your street.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then he's like, and I saw you in a Mexican restaurant today. I was like, what?
Wait. What?
A Mexican restaurant in Chamonix, France?
Yeah, believe it or not, and we were sitting right on the picture window on the cobblestone street.
So that wasn't even the first time you had crossed paths. Are you hearing this, Ken?
I heard it, yeah.
Are you hearing this?
I'm hearing it. Thanks,
you
Chris.
You couldn't make this up.
You couldn't make that up.
Thank you.
If somebody went into a Hollywood studio and pitched that story, they'd laugh at him. They'd say it's not believable.
Yeah.
Did you hear where he was? He was in the Alps.
1 week from tonight, Andy Breckman does 5 minutes at the Madison Community Arts Center.
Shut him up.
10 Kings Road.
Okay, let's go with that story, but let's embellish it.
You want to go with that story?
But we can embellish it. We can make it our story.
That's our template?
Look, he's in France. We don't have to say he's sitting at the lounge. We can say he's skiing and he bumps into somebody. He almost kills somebody. And you know who that person was?
Who?
His biological father.
His sperm donor father?
His sperm donor father. They got to talking. They're both from Red Bank.
Okay.
This guy, it turns out the guy is an older guy. He owns a fertility clinic.
Okay.
Right?
I'm down. All right, so now we're looking
for... Wait. Hold on, we can make this even better. So he's looking... So he bumps into a guy on the slopes.
Yeah.
They collide.
Right.
Okay? They're both receiving medical attention.
Yeah.
But then he notices... What does he notice? The guy has the same twitch as I do? The same hairline?
A birthmark.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
A birthmark. Where's the birthmark?
The birthmark's on his temple.
Yes! Birthmark on his temple.
Yeah. And it's in the shape of a perfect triangle.
Well, wait, that can't be a real birthmark, can it? And is a birthmark something that's hereditary?
I don't know.
No, wait, hold on. Wait, back this up.
Okay.
Wait, tap the brakes.
Yeah.
Hold on.
How does he find out that it's his biological father?
But what, tell me what else. If you saw a stranger, what would make you curious about his relationship? Well, first off.
Cleft lip.
A cleft lip?
Cleft lip.
So are all the callers have cleft lips?
No, we're trying to determine how the caller recognizes.
Is that an inherited trait?
Yeah.
It is?
Oh, it's really inherited, yeah. Cleft lips? Sure.
Okay. What else you got? Let's keep moving. Let's say that's not bad.
Birthmark.
By birthmark, I think what you're going for is third nipple.
Okay, third nipple.
Okay, there we go. Now we're rolling.
But how would you, if you're skiing?
No. But the medics are working on him. You've both been hit. They remove his shirt. They're working on him.
They remove his shirt on the slope and
he's definitely hurt badly.
Reveal his third nipple.
Yeah. Okay. I like this.
All right.
I like this. And then then you take another closer look because it's exactly where your third nipple is.
Well, my third nipple is located conveniently next to my second nipple.
Your third nipple now is in a jar of formaldehyde on my mantle ever since I won that bet.
Yes, but where it was not in the middle, as you seem to be.
You want to come over to my house and take a look at Ken's third nipple?
Why do you think I drive you home every Wednesday night?
To visit your third nipple?
Just to be closer to it. Just for that brief fleeting moment.
Oh, I think it misses me. This is Ken. My nipple misses me. Okay.
All right.
Hold on. Wait, we're doing good. Is the third nipple, is it plausible?
Not really, no. Like when
you're bumping on it because he's on the slope.
He's on a slope, and when you see people getting medical care on the slope, you generally don't see any exposed skin because it's freezing
out. Just quit screaming.
Yeah.
Okay. How about some distinctive earlobe?
I was gonna say earlobe.
Is there such a thing as a distinctive earlobe?
A forked earlobe.
Is there such a thing?
I don't know. An elf ear?
You mean an earlobe with a weird indentation?
A cleft nostril?
No, that doesn't sound like fun. It should be a fun...
Yeah, one blue eye, one brown eye.
Is that something you can inherit?
Oh, yeah.
It is?
Yes, definitely.
Different color eyes?
Yeah, different color eyes.
Wow, a blue... Hold on, that's good, Ken. Okay. That's good. That's the one to beat.
Okay, a blue eye and a brown eye.
Okay, so you bump into a guy on the slopes. He's seriously injured. The medics come. While he's being attended to, you notice he has the same eye, distinctive eye coloration that you have.
Left eye blue, right eye brown.
It turns out he runs a fertility clinic, the same clinic that your mother used to get pregnant.
So he's another one of these creepy doctors who's inseminating his own patients.
Yeah, so this is...
Okay, like that new documentary.
Wait. Should our guy know? Should the caller know that the mother used a fertility doctor? Or should it come as a horrible surprise to him?
Yeah, no, he should know that his mom went to a fertility clinic. Yes.
Okay.
Otherwise, it
but was... he always thought that.
Yeah.
He always thought that his dad was just a donor,
right?
An anonymous donor. He had no clue that it was this creepy, creepy fertility clinic director.
Right.
Well, this is a little now. It gets a little murky because you can't then have a relationship with the guy. The story doesn't have a happy ending.
But it can have a sad ending.
Well, no, it can have a happy ending because now it turns out you have 17 brothers and sisters, half siblings you never knew you had. There's your happy ending.
Well, that's not a happy ending.
And they're all coming over for Thanksgiving in November.
Now it's a horror story.
Why? Because it's families getting together?
Your 17 half-siblings that you've never met all coming over your place for Thanksgiving?
No, that's a good thing.
Okay.
For a lot of people.
All right. I'll take
It's not your family. It's his family.
Okay, are we ready for Act Two?
Well, how does Act Two work?
Well, we take another call, and
somebody has to. Well, we have to work on the story. Somebody has to tell that story.
Okay, so
and you and I have to now work on. I think the next step is you and I have to work on our responses, right? We have to interject funny jokes or interesting comments.
Yeah.
Observations.
Okay. I think we should just do it.
I'm not sure what you mean.
I think we should just take a call and say, okay, now you tell the story.
You tell this story, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
And it'll just keep getting better and better.
Yeah.
That's going to be our story. We're just going to hear that story.
Skiing,
the collision on the ski slopes.
Skiing in Chamonix, France, you have a collision. The person that you hit is hurt. The medics come. While the medics are treating him, you notice that he has one blue eye, one brown eye, just like you.
I think you should begin, if I can help coach our callers,
yeah.
Begin with saying, I've always wondered about my heritage, and I've always had these eye colorations. Mm-hmm. My eyes are different colors. And so now I'm going to tell you my story. So I think it should begin with that, set that up like that.
Okay.
So when he mentions the different eye colors, we can gasp, right?
Okay.
At the coincidence.
Yeah. Let's hear you gasp.
Oh my gosh. Whoa.
Okay.
Whew.
Yeah. Good.
We can keep the Red Bank, right? Red Bank, New Jersey.
Red Bank, New Jersey. Yep.
Right. Chamonix, yep. France is good.
Chamonix. Yeah.
Chamonix. Okay. I have to learn how to pronounce it.
Chamonix.
Like it begins with sham.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Knee, oh. Like your knee.
Yeah. Chamonix.
Chamonix.
And it's in the Alps.
Yep, French Alps.
And it's a well-known ski destination?
Yep.
Okay.
Tallest mountain in France.
I believe it has a very high mountain there.
Yeah.
One of the tallest in France.
Mont Blanc.
Mont Blanc, who is, it's one of the three tallest mountains in France.
No, it's the tallest mountain.
Well, we're both right, aren't we?
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Okay. It's one of the five tallest mountains in France.
Maybe one of the five tallest mountains in the Alps, but it's the tallest mountain in France.
You can't talk forever.
I once fainted at the top of Mont Blanc.
I once threw up there.
Really?
No, I'm just trying to top your story.
Okay.
What were you doing? What were you doing up there? What caused you to faint?
Drinking beer, smoking cigarettes.
Wow, what a life. What a life you've lived.
Guess I got what I deserved.
Hey, we'll read all about it in your memoirs.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
We have a real phone bank. Full up. 201-209-9368. We're telling the story. We're going to keep doing it until we have a perfect phone call. A lot of shows take 10 or 11 substandard phone calls. They settle for that. We're going to work on one phone call.
All right, we ready? Take two?
Take two.
Here we go. Ah! Hi, you're on the air.
I got a good one for you.
Great.
Oh, great. Well, you love the show. Wait, we have to begin.
I love the show. Can't believe I got through. First time calling you guys.
Hello, oh, great.
Andy. Hello, Ken.
Perfect.
Calling from East Orange. I was a few years ago, 2019.
Yeah.
I was in New Orleans.
What? No. Have you been listening to the show?
I have not tonight. I turned it down so I wouldn't interfere with my call.
Okay.
Oh, we're not interested in any news stories. We have our story.
We have our story. We're looking
you
for...
You would love this one. Please. You would love this.
Sorry.
Do you want to, really? You're moving on?
Well, we're 20 minutes into the show. We have to commit.
So we're committing to this.
We've got to commit to something.
Okay. We're Chamonix, France.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Nice. Oh, my God. I made it.
Yep. You love the show.
So I was in the Alps.
Hold on. Wait. Hold on, my friend. You love the show.
I love the show.
And now you say your first name and where you're calling from.
I'm actually calling from Red Bank, New Jersey.
Okay. And what is your name?
Max.
Is Max a good name for this?
Yes.
Is that a good name? Okay, Max from Red Bank. Okay. And now, Max, do you have any? Do you want to set up the story before you begin? Have you always had a physical condition that you've been curious about?
My mother didn't have the same eyes as me, but I always had a blue and a brown eye.
Wow.
How weird.
And
that is weird.
I've been trained as an EMT. I'm working in the Alps. And
is this our story?
Yeah, so all of a sudden I'm treating this man.
No, I'm sorry, Max, to just hit pause for a second. I believe you were on vacation. You were visiting the Alps.
Skiing.
And you were skiing.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you collided with this man.
Okay, collision with this man.
Right.
Upon collision, sorry, because of the collision, a little foggy.
Right, of course.
Back to me.
Right.
We collide. I look in his eyes.
Right, you were injured. You were injured.
One blue... One
you were shaken up. You were shaken up, but he was more seriously injured. So they were treating him.
Treated,
right?
I believe EMTs.
Max, were you on a snowboard or were you on skis?
I was on skis.
Okay.
And the gentleman you hit, was he on skis as well?
I believe he was on skis as well.
He was an older gentleman, and he had the same as some of the same features that you had, right?
Exactly right.
Okay, and so while they were treating him, I guess you noticed first thing you noticed. Because the medics were writing down his pertinent information, you noticed that he also was from Red Bank, New Jersey, right?
Exactly.
And that was just coincidence one. But hold on, Ken, it gets better.
It can't get any better than this.
Hold on, Ken.
It's impossible.
Well, okay, and
we've hit peak story.
Hold on, so that was intriguing, and then you took a closer look at this gentleman, didn't you?
Upon closer look.
Yes.
I glance, I see his eyes.
Huh. Yeah, wow.
And he also has a birthmark.
No, that's a bridge too far. We're going to lose the birthmark.
Okay, so I look in his eyes. One blue, one brown.
It's unbelievable.
Probably wearing contact lenses.
No, Ken. The contact lenses would have fallen out during the collision.
Oh, you're right.
No. Those were his natural eyes.
The force of the collision.
His real eyes.
Oh my God.
Wait, aren't those the same color eyes you have?
He did mention that earlier, yes.
The exact same color that I have always had and wondered about.
And he was from Red Bank. And then you did a little more research. How did he dig a little deeper, Ken?
I believe you offered to take him out for a drink as a way of making up for colliding with him.
Yes, it was the hotel bar.
The hotel bar, and that's where you learned what he did for a living. He was retired at that point, but what he used to do for a living.
Yes, we split a fireball,
He had the same taste in drinks as you did, didn't he?
Exactly, the same.
And he enjoyed the same music. He was a big Poco fan.
So the ho-ho was on. We were at the bar,
yeah,
drinking Fireball, reminiscing about Red Bank, New Jersey.
And then he mentioned...
had the same colored eyes.
And then he mentioned what he used to do for a living.
He was an old fry cook. No, he was...
No, he ran a fertility clinic.
He ran a fertility clinic.
Oh, my God. And it turned out... And can you guess where this is going, Ken?
No. I thought we hit peak story 5 minutes ago.
No. Now, can you guess who this guy was?
Not
off of this story, can you guess?
A close friend?
No, Ken. Cousin? Even more amazing. This is the most amazing coincidence story. A great phone call. It turned out it was his biological father.
No way! No way!
That's right.
Wow.
That's right.
And
my biological father.
And what was the aftermath of this?
Mother never told me.
Mother never told you. This is how you found out. Unbelievable. What are the odds of this happening, Ken? One in ten?
One in five.
Yeah. And what's the end result? What's the where did you land when the smoke cleared? How's your life changed?
How has my life changed since that moment?
17 half
honestly,
siblings.
It went right back.
No. Your life is richer and fuller now.
I actually think he has 90 half siblings.
No, he has 17.
90.
17.
I've read the papers, and it's 90.
No,
it's
90. Yeah, but 90
it
makes
one
it.
One Thanksgiving, we met.
Hold on, wait. I'm sorry, we got to hit pause.
Never 90 is
so unpleasant a thought.
Yeah.
90 is the worst.
Well, I know.
No, we have to dial that back. We need a happy ending. We need to end on a positive note.
17?
Okay, let's say 6.
Okay.
Okay, you know how we should begin then, if you don't mind my saying? Max from Red Bank, you begin with you're an only child. You always wanted brothers and sisters. That's how you begin.
My sweet, sweet dream.
Sweet in your dream. That has always been your dream. Okay, this is great.
Sweet Lord.
This is great.
Okay, thanks, Max.
Okay, we're getting there.
We're getting there. So now we got to refine it. The call has to begin with you saying that you've always wondered who your dad was, who your real dad was. You knew that your mom went to a fertility. fertility clinic.
And you always wondered...
why you had such different eyes from your mom.
Right. Your eyes are different. Your eyes are very unique.
And you're an only child.
And you're an only child and you wish you had more. So anyway...
Always wish you had like 90 siblings.
So if we were writing a screenplay, that would be established somehow in the first 6 minutes.
Right.
Okay. Then you go on vacation. Your first time ever leaving the country.
To Chamonix.
Chamonix. You've picked up skiing. You're not a great skier, which is we're going to learn quickly that
right.
you're not the best.
You're originally a snowboarder trying right. to make the transition into skiing.
But you learned you love the sport, and you went to France. You took your family, took your wife, and okay, then we're on the slopes. Your first day on the slopes, bang, collide with an older gentleman. You're injured slightly. People out there, are you listening to this? Are you taking notes? You're injured slightly. He was pretty seriously injured. He was shaken up.
Not too serious.
Well, the medics came.
Yeah.
And the medics took his...
The ski patrol, they call him.
Ski patrol took his basic information, and you saw he was from Red Bank, New Jersey. Whoa.
Whoa, you recognized him from the gym. No?
That seems a bit... No. Well,
you recognized him from Red Bank.
No, because that would be, then the gym would be the big coincidence.
Oh, then how is it determined that he's from Red Bank?
The medics took his basic information. The medics.
Ski patrol.
Ski patrol okay. opened his wallet or he I gave see. Them information.
I see.
He's from Red Bank, the same town you are.
Okay.
Then you notice his eyes and his general appearance.
Wow.
Right?
You invite him for a drink later. You invite him for a week.
So your spidey sense is tingling. You're a little suspicious, right? You go to the bar. It turns out you have the same taste in music, same taste in drink. You order the same drink.
Yeah, there's a Poco song playing at the bar.
Yeah, picking up the pieces.
You both know the words to it.
Yeah. It turned out it was your favorite album.
You're both singing along to the Poco.
And you both order a Fireball. Unbelievable. You have a lot in common. And then he reveals what his previous occupation was. He was director of a fertility clinic in Red Bank. And the end of the story, you have six half-siblings.
But there might be more. There might be a lot
No. Don't make it.
Okay.
No, right. He just wants a family.
I'm trying to, yeah, okay.
He doesn't want to be a movie of the week. He All wants right. a family.
Okay.
Now he has six brothers and sisters. He has finally a family. This is going to bring tears to your eyes by the time we're done with
okay.
this.
Okay, ready for take
no,
three?
No, here's a question to you, Ken. Can this be a woman calling? Can it could be the same thing?
Sure.
It can?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, it actually fits even better because, you know, you've seen women trying to ski. So, no,
Hi,
it actually
I love this show.
It actually rings true.
Hi, is this Sam the appraiser?
Yeah.
Hi,
oh, my
Sam.
God, what a coincidence. How did you know?
Hi, Sam.
Before I begin, I just want to say I am an only child, so just be careful what you say to me. I'm a little sensitive about that.
Okay.
Okay.
I love the show.
Perfect.
I'm a first time. Anyway, whatever. This story is something. I'm a champion snowboarder, and I have a cleft palate. And there's basically three colors in my life. There's blue, which is my left eye, brown, which is my right eye, and red, which is the bank of the town where I live. And these three colors guide me. So, you know, I was such a good snowboarder. Everyone was like, you got to go to Chamonix in France, you know, to snowboard.
Well pronounced.
And I was better than showing me up right there. So basically, first what I did was I took the A train to the air train to get to JFK Airport, and I took a flight.
Oh, Sam, you got to jump right to the slopes.
You're in the weeds.
Oh, okay. So
you're
anyway,
in the weeds,
so, yeah, so
buddy.
I get to Chamonix, and I'm, like, snowboarding, and everyone's like, oh, that's so ghost. You should ski. I was like, all right, I'll ski. So anyway, I'm skiing, right? This jerk crashes into me, knocks me off my skis, although he's, like, more hurt than me. And he's like, ow, my third nipple. And I'm just like, whatever, weirdo. And then I'm looking at him. He's got the same weird eyes as me, like,
no way.
Blue brown eyes.
One blue, one brown?
Yeah.
On the same spot. On the same side and everything? Wow.
Yeah.
What are the odds of that?
So,
one in five.
So I'm just crapping my snowsuit. I'm just like, what? You know, and then I'm like, but it's probably...
Wait. Was he also crapping his snowsuit? That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Talk about coincidence.
Well, talk about inherited traits.
Yeah, that should have been a giveaway, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
He started the crapping snowsuit, and you said, Dad, where have you been?
No. It didn't... I didn't know he was my dad yet.
Oh, right, of course.
First,
You wanted to make it up to him in some way.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to sue you for hitting me. And he said, please don't sue me. I'm a retired fertility clinic worker. I don't have a lot of money. And I was like, huh. I was like, I think there's a fertility clinic in my past of some kind. So anyway, we went out for fondue.
There you go. Up. That's what people do in Chamonix.
I think Sam has lost some of the thread of our story.
Anyway, you're at the fondue place.
Yeah, we're at the fondue place,
and Poco is playing.
I'm like, the Poco is playing, and I was like, this reminds me of the Poconos where I used to snowboard. And he's like, oh my God, the Poconos, that's near Red Bank where I worked in the clinic. And I was like, get out of here! I'm from Red Bank, and I wish I had siblings.
Well, I think we can beat this.
Well, that's a good take, Sam.
Okay.
But we're going to finesse it. We're going to finesse it a little bit.
Okay.
We had the best dessert. It was this sorbet with like liqueur in it. Oh, God, it's amazing.
And you both love the same dessert.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Sam, the appraiser.
Okay. So everyone here by now knows the basic
story,
the template.
But we need to get it smoother. Smoother.
We need to really have it delivered 100% from top to bottom.
Yeah.
It begins with, I love the show. I can't believe I got through. If I make a little witticism, we hear a nice, sincere chuckle, right? Response.
Yeah.
My wife, Beth, suggested that when we are getting ready to do our final take, I take the gum out of my mouth.
Oh, that would be good.
So it's a real perfect...
Oh, my God. Don't touch the microphone.
It's all right. I needed the paper.
It's even worse than the gum.
You think it is?
Yeah.
You think that is?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Again, you have to set the stage at the beginning that first time, long time, love the show. You're an only child. Always wondered who your real dad was.
Weird eyes.
You know that your mom went to a fertility clinic. Always wondered why your eyes were different colors, whereas your mom has green eyes.
Blue eyes, hazel what? Eyes, green eyes, doesn't matter.
Hazel is green.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay. But not blue or brown.
Well, not blue and brown.
Not blue or brown, I'd say.
Oh, I see, not blue or brown.
Yeah.
Oh, you're good. Right. You're good, Ken.
Right. You're green. Good. That's why I said hazel.
This is a good writing. You're a good writing partner.
She's got hazel eyes.
Yeah, where did you get your brown and blue eyes?
Yeah, where the hell did my brown and blue eye come from? Anyway.
Don't it make your brown eyes and blue. Do you ever hear that? That's the first version of that song.
Yeah, Crystal Gale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you were a singer from Hoboken, they'd call you old blue and brown eye instead of blue eyes.
I believe it's old blue eyes.
Yeah, but if it was our caller.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Who became famous, that would be his nickname.
Old blue eye, brown eye.
Old blue and brown eyes.
Oh, there you go. Old blue and brown eyes.
Yeah, here comes old blue and brown eyes.
Yep. Tease it. Here comes old blue and brown eyes.
Yeah, look busy.
All right, are we ready for take four?
Here comes old blue and brown eyes.
Ready?
Yeah, okay, wait. Let's collect ourselves. Let's get into character.
All right, we're ready.
Come on, man.
I think we're ready.
Isn't that a line from Pulp Fiction? Let's get into character.
Is it? I don't know.
Before they knock on the door. And kill everyone inside the apartment.
Oh, you mean John Travolta and Samuel Jackson?
Yeah, let's get into character.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so here we go. Are you ready, Ken?
Yep, I'm ready.
You ready to do this?
Yep.
Let's call this take one.
All right, take one.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Am I on?
You're on.
Hey, this is Max from Red Bank. You guys, I got a crazy coincidence. You're not going to believe this.
Go ahead, Max.
I'm a little nervous. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. Okay, so first of all, I got calico eyes. Different color eyes. Okay, so
I didn't know it was called Calico.
Wow, I didn't know.
Yeah, they always made fun of me growing up. You know, Calico Max and all that. So, yeah.
Wow.
You know, I never knew my father. It's one of those things. I grew up with my mom. And her eyes normal. You know, like greenish. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hazel,
wow.
But what do you even call it?
Yeah.
I always grew up wondering where these eyes come from, and everyone's kind of, you know, it became a badge of honor after a while. I won't go into that story. So. Anyway,
aside from your eyes, what else was unique about your childhood? Was there anything you always dreamed of and wanted as a kid?
I dreamed of wanting to listen to the backstory more so I could fill it all out and all the details. So
I could just tell from your delivery and how you're talking, you might have been an only child.
Oh, yeah. That should have been obvious. Only child, just me and mom, Red Bank.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a rich town, but we sort of lived on the outskirts.
Yeah.
And
what was your dream? Yeah. What was your dream as a child? What was your most devout wish?
Just to have some brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And family.
Yeah. Oh, baby.
You know, holidays were lonely.
Yeah.
Of course. Holidays were lonely.
And so this is what else. So you're gonna understand where I'm going here when I tell you the coincidence.
Okay.
So years later, I'm skiing with the family. Did pretty well for myself. We're in Chamonix, France. I don't know if you know that, but it's got the tallest peak in the Alps, Mont Blanc. It's not the Penn, it's a mountain. So
yeah.
We're skiing. I'm whistling down the slope. We go, it's double back down. Boom! Another guy, boom! Just hit him. Really my fault. Hit the guy full force, and he was really hurt. Right. So everything stops. The medics come in. I stop to make sure the guy is okay. You know, I follow the guy down to the lodge, everything. You know, they got the whole triage. They're taping him up. They're putting him on the thing. They take off his goggles. I swear to you, he's got calico eyes.
Wait. Whoa. But first, I think, Max, you notice, you see his medical chart. They're filling it out, and he's from, where's he from?
Oh, lots of people are from Jersey, but it did say Red Bank.
Oh, my gosh.
It said Banc Rouge. But I spoke a little French at that point. Just knew my way around the menus.
And then they took off his goggles and
he had the calico eyes, and they're kind of blinking, fluttering in and out of consciousness. And I'm thinking, what, the calico eyes? There they are.
Red Bank, you know, and the calico eyes.
Maybe I know this guy. You know, maybe that's. But there's more. That I might need some coaching on because...
Well, you felt bad, you felt guilty about the collision, and you offered to take him out for a drink.
Of course. Is his femur broken? Can he move? I don't know. If he regained consciousness, can I take you out? Least I could do, right? So sure enough, later, we're at the lodge. I see the guy, he's on crutches. I feel terrible. You know, I walk right up, and we look each other in the eyes at this moment, you know, frozen moment in time, where it's like the eyes meet each other, the two... brown and blue eyes, just like right in each other. So,
well, did you have anything at the bar? Did you have anything in common? Did you notice anything? Same taste in something, maybe?
Yeah, we both ordered the same drink. I mean, it's amazing that you could, you know, be able to put that together.
I can imagine.
A coincidence nested in other coincidences. But yeah, we ordered the same drink, which was, you know.
It was a zombie.
Very rare, unusual drink for a place like that. The bartender had to go on the internet to figure it out.
Yeah. No one had ever ordered.
And now it's clicking. There's something going on here. You know, there's something. There's a connection deeper than just the eyes and the drink and the chance collision on the tallest mountain in France.
And then the polka is playing at the bar.
Yeah, you're both singing along.
You both know the lyrics inside and out to polka.
So we're sort of humming and singing together, and I see your lips are moving in sync, and I realize there's something.
Wow.
I got to get to the bottom of this. So it turns out, you know, I was talking, what did you do for a living, you know, and everything, and it turns out that he worked at a fertility clinic.
Wait, what?
Yeah. It turns out the guy was a doctor for a very long time at a fertility clinic. You know, made good money. Did great. Did a lot of good things for a lot of good people. But he did a lot of
extracurricular things.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, maybe a little extracurricular. Maybe a little flotsam and the jetsam. If you know what I'm saying.
We know exactly what you're saying.
I don't.
Flotsam and jetsam.
Kenneth. He was dipping his quill in the company ink.
Masturbating.
Oh, gee, you got
to
see.
Oh, like, and then a turkey baster.
I told you to go see him up in now.
He went to that. You know that big turkey.
Really, no laughing matter. But
you know the big turkey baster store in Red Bank, right?
Yeah,
yeah. They
this
do
is
big.
Why I never met my father. My mother went to the fertility clinic.
Oh my God!
This man's semen ended up in her body. You know, as it were.
Oh my God!
Incredible.
And then a good ending, guys.
There's a good. Oh, there's a happy ending.
Oh, I hope there's a happy ending. This is very disturbing.
Well, so once this is all disclosed, and years later we'll talk about it, after the class action settlement, turns out I have 17 brothers and sisters, so I got the family
that I always wanted. Oh, my gosh.
Wow, Max.
Okay.
That's the best story we've heard all night.
Now, wait.
Yeah, you should do Thanksgiving in my house. It's really special, but don't bring out the turkey baster. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or if you do bring it out, clean it thoroughly. Hey, so listen, we're going to ask you not to hang up. Let's have this guy start the call all over. This guy's great.
Yeah, okay.
Don't you think?
Take two.
Should he actually, look, we want a perfect call. Should this guy actually hang up and call back?
Yeah.
Would you trust him to call back?
Yes.
You will?
Can you? Max, are you going to call back?
Does this guy have a say in the matter?
No, I wish you did. I don't make the rules. Okay. No. Okay.
7 seconds.
That was just put to the test.
I'll call back.
Okay, thanks, Max.
Okay. We've got to get him to call back. He was fantastic.
Yeah. He was good.
He was better than good. He was exactly what we were hoping for. You think he'll call back and do it?
Well, he hasn't called back yet.
You think he'll call back now?
Now is over, and no, he didn't.
Okay, now check now.
Still nothing.
All he has to do is hit redial.
Well, maybe he doesn't have a redial button on.
Who doesn't have a redial button?
Me. I don't have a redial button. Do you?
Yeah, everyone does.
Really?
Yeah, just recent calls. You just go to recent calls. All right, here we go. Here's our guy. Okay, start from the top.
Okay, get in character.
Okay, we're in character, so it's just hi, you're on the air.
Yep.
Okay, ready? Go.
Andy.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Yep. All right, eighth grade. I'm at a high school party and sitting there, and this girl zeroes in on me and starts picking on me and carrying on, and all of a sudden, like, next thing I know,
oh, okay, thanks for calling. Okay, that's not our guy.
No,
we want our guy. We want Max from Red Bank.
In character?
Are you in character?
I'm in
character. Okay, don't screw this up. We need one good take. That's all we need.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, it's Max from Red Bank.
Oh, that's not the right Max, though.
Yeah, we're waiting for our guy.
Let's try again.
Waiting for a guy that got so close.
Hi, you're on the air. Hey, you're on the air. Oh,
Ken.
Where's our Max? Well, you know, we might have to do it with another Max.
No, we had our Max. We let him go. We threw that fish back in the water.
Yeah, why did we do that?
Well, I don't know. That was,
it was your idea.
I thought he was like a team player. I thought he just hit redial.
He said he had some other stuff going on.
What would he have? Oh, wait, maybe this is him.
He didn't say stuff. He used a word that I had to dump. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, it's me, Max from Red Bank.
Hey, Max, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for calling. You're a...
Hey, no problem.
You love the... You have any...
I love the show.
Oh, thanks.
Even more than skiing. You can believe that.
Wow, that's a lot of love.
Well, this guy apparently is an avid skier, but what does that have to do with the coincidences, I wonder?
Oh, believe me, I love skiing. I did some skiing in my time.
Wow.
My main problem is I don't have any siblings. I never met my father. I don't even know who my father is. You believe that?
Man, that's rough.
That is rough.
So anyway, I was skiing over in France there, in Chamonix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Famous place, you know, tall mountain.
Wait, I'm sorry. Max, we're going to just start over. Don't forget about your physical condition.
Oh, that's hitting low, Andy.
No, wait.
But yeah, okay. I do have a two eyes of different color, calico eye.
Okay, we're going to start over. So don't hang up, but we're just going to start over.
Don't hang up, Max.
This
hang
is
going
to be. We're just going to continue rolling the camera. This is now take three, the perfect phone call, the amazing coincidence.
Hang on a second.
Ready?
And action. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I love the show, and I got calico eyes, and no brothers and sisters.
How are you? No, that's not... you're too eager. No, you've jumped the gun. It doesn't sound organic. No, just start it as you would normally.
All right.
Start a phone call.
Hang on, Max.
Okay.
All right, we're going to start Max, over.
You love the show. You have an amazing coincidence story to share. But first, you have to set it up a little bit. Okay, here we go. Ready? This is take four, the amazing coincidence.
And action. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I love the show. Can't believe I got through.
Thank you. What is your name and where are you from?
Oh, my name is Max, and I'm from Red Bank, New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Welcome.
Great. Max, have you got a coincidence to tell us about?
I do. Yeah. I got a great story. One thing you should know about me, I'm a great skier, and I have calico eyes.
Oh, calico eyes. Oh, what meaning?
I don't know what that is.
It means they're different colors, like a cat or something.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Wait, you mean that's common? Blue. That's common with cats?
Well, calico cats are cats that have splotches of different colors all over their fur.
But do they have different color eyes?
Not necessarily, no.
But I wonder what this has to do with your story. This is where we're asking about coincidences.
Having different color eyes, it turns out, is very rare.
Oh, but, okay. So that's intriguing.
I was always a great snowboarder.
Tell us a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your family life.
Oh boy, that's a sad story. I never had no siblings. Never knew my father.
Cut. We're gonna take over. Wait, Max, don't go away. We're gonna start this over. This is great. You're doing great. We're just gonna take one more take.
Oh.
You're doing great. Don't despair.
I shouldn't have asked him about the coincidence. I think
No. It's all right. I Max, letter. Don't forget you're from Red Bank, and then we need a little backstory. Your eye color. We'll talk about that. And
eye color, siblings, dad. Three things you got
to
mention.
Right, and then we get to skiing. Okay, here we go. Ready?
And
this is take six, the perfect phone call.
And action. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I love the show.
Hey, Max. Hey. Thanks for calling back.
How'd you know it was Max?
Yeah. Okay, take seven. Take seven. That one's on you, Kenny.
Okay.
Okay. This is take seven, the perfect phone call.
And action. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. This is Max from Red Bank. I love the show.
Hey, Max. Thanks, Max. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
I can't believe I got through.
Well, we're thrilled that you tried. Thank you.
Not a lot of people take my calls, you know, because I'm kind of weird looking. I got eyes that are different colors.
Whoa,
that is weird.
That's really unusual.
Is there a name for that?
Yeah, calico eyes.
Wow!
I never knew that's what it was called.
Well, it makes sense. You know, calico cats can—they're all different colors. They're,
right, right.
Wow! And how did that affect your childhood?
Well, it drove me into snowboarding at a young age, but it also I don't have a father.
My buddy.
Oh man!
Or even any siblings, for that matter.
Wow. Now, what does this have? We're talking about coincidences. I don't understand.
Is it all related? I got a crazy story for you.
Wow, okay, I can't wait.
Tell us, Max.
So, as I was saying, I'm a snowboarding champion. Uh-huh.
Yes.
So I went over to France where they got crazy mountains. They call them the Alps.
Yeah.
Yes.
French Alps, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was, I tried my hand at skiing over there, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Being that I got two different color eyes, I can navigate very well on the ski slopes. However.
Oh, interesting.
For whatever reason, I had a lot of wine before I went down the slope, and I collided with this guy, right?
Oh no! Oh, baby,
what are the odds?
Was anybody hurt?
Yeah, we were both hurt.
Oh no!
Not too bad.
Okay.
Not as bad as that Kennedy kid who hit the tree or whatever.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
So he's lying there, bleeding and whatever.
Oh no!
The ski medics come over, and they're doing CPR on him and taking his vitals, whatever.
Yeah.
They take out his ID card.
Right.
And you know what I see on there? Red Bank.
Wait, that's where you're from.
No way.
Yeah, right. I know.
Well, that is a coincidence. There. That really is a coincidence. If that's the end of the story, that really is a significant coincidence.
If only that were the end. But
oh my God, there's more. Ken, there's more.
Yeah. He says.
So he's being treated by these medics.
Yeah, and I say.
And they must remove his goggles or his head gear?
Well, at first they didn't want to because they was worried about his concussion. But, yeah, eventually they did take the goggles off.
Yeah.
What do I see?
What?
Ooh, different colored eyes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ken, do you remember earlier in the story our caller mentioned he had calico eyes?
Yeah, I do remember
So this is unbelievable.
It's a real coinky dink, huh?
I would say it is, yeah.
I've never seen another individual like that.
Oh, my God.
And were they the same colors as your eyes?
That's the crazy part, yeah. It was the same color.
And he's from, I don't know, Ken, if you caught this, he was from Red Bank.
Yeah, but not the same Red Bank that this guy's
yes,
from.
Yes, yes, Red Bank, New Jersey, whoa. Yes. Okay, so that is an amazing coincidence. And
Monmouth County.
Monmouth County, Red Bank. And then what happened? How did this play out?
So anyway, yeah, he says to me, we go out for fondue, and he's telling me his life story. And he's like, yeah, I used to work in a fertility
wait,
clinic.
Wait, you go out, you take him out for a drink?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. And then were there any other moments that sort of made you wonder about this guy's past or his relationship to you before you started talking about his past? What did you, like when you ordered a drink?
Oh, yeah, right. So I ordered my favorite drink, White Russian.
Yeah.
We both say White Russian at the same time. Actually, it's French, so we're both like Russe Blanc.
Wow.
And what are the odds
jinx,
of that?
Right, as a joke.
Yeah.
Jinx. But then I'm like, wait a second, Dad.
Wait a second. And what music was playing?
Oh, it was Poco.
Wait, I know you probably like Poco.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't, right?
Yeah. Well, not everybody. You both did. This guy did. This guy too?
Yeah, but I kind of just figured it's normal. Everybody likes Poco.
Yeah, that's right. That doesn't move the needle. You're right.
I'm like, yeah, okay. What, you like Sunshine, too? I mean, that doesn't mean nothing. But,
exactly.
You know, the White Russian, I was like, ah, okay. And he's like, he goes to me, you know, speaking of White Russians, I worked at a fertility clinic, and I accidentally got a little flotsam in the jetsam one night, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, a little extracurricular activity.
Yeah.
I don't know what this means.
He was after hours. He was topping off some of the test tubes there.
I think I see where this is going. Turkey baster action. I think I see where this is going.
So
yeah, he was using it was to save money because you got to pay those sperm donors, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he was making a few bucks under the table by contributing his own
volunteering his services.
But this means I don't want to get ahead of you, but this means that you, the odds are one in a billion, the guy you bumped into on the slopes was?
He was a nice guy.
He was
not welcome at Thanksgiving.
Well, he was.
Actually, he was my dad. Yeah.
Your dad?
Your biological dad. Did you hear that, Ken?
Wow.
Now, that's a coincidence story. That's the kind of thing we were hoping to get into.
I know.
And then it is amazing. And then what was the aftermath? How did your life change?
Turns out I got like six siblings.
You mentioned, Ken, do you remember? He mentioned he was an only child that always wanted siblings.
Human siblings?
Yeah, human siblings.
Well, they're like half siblings.
Half human, half siblings.
And get this, right? Three of them are girls, three of them are boys. It's like perfect.
It's perfect. And they're all going to be together maybe this Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we'll be together at Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. Now that is a great phone call.
Max, that's an amazing story.
Thanks for sharing that with us.
Oh, yeah, well, any time. Love you guys.
Love you.
Thanks, Max.
Now, I think that's the end of our show because we can't beat that call.
No, that was the perfect call.
That was the perfect call. And that's how you do it.
Whoa. That was a lot of work.
It was a lot of work. I think starting next week, we'll have to go back to our 15 substandard calls.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier.
Hey, thanks to Jeremiah for the newsletter. Don't forget that Andy Breckman's performing stand-up comedy next Wednesday night, 1 week from tonight in Madison, New Jersey, at the Madison Community Arts Center Open Mic Night.
You have my permission to forget it.
10 Kings Road.
Oh.
5 minutes worth of Andy Breckman gold.
Oh, please. No, I may not be here live on the air next week.
No, we're not going to be here live next week. I'm not sure what's happening.
Because
I know you have a comedy show to do.
Well, yeah, to prep for.
Next Wednesday night.
I don't know how we could follow a perfect phone call.
How do you prep for your stand-up comedy shows?
Drinking.
Yeah? You never drink.
See you Wednesday. We'll see what... Starting Wednesday, I'm going to go full on.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues tonight, guest hosted by Honky Tonk Radio Girl.
Go ahead now, it's never too late. It's always in style to just pick up and dial 201-209-9368. If you've got troubles, and these days you probably do, call on the double. You won't believe it, you might just get through to where dinner at Andy's waits for you. Dinner at Andy's waits for you.
break my heart. If you did love me, baby, this romance didn't have to start. I give you all my money, yeah, and all my loving too. I give you all my money, yeah, and all my loving too. Why don't you tell me, baby, what am I gonna have to do? Oh, baby, girl, you stay on my mind. From crime.
Suffering from an aching leg, sweet arthritis gone to my head. What's the matter with me? I can't get around like I used to. Well, I truly do believe that old age is creeping up on me. Sometimes I think I'm in the fourth dimension. Better put in for my old age.